that is din of minyan. The Zohar says over here, it's a very famous Zohar, that why was Klal Yisrael counted over here? So the Zohar says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to know how many people are soldiers, so to speak, of the Torah? How many people are soldiers of the Mishkan? So Pashtus is, it's one minyan. In other words, you had two very important in Yanim here. You had Klal Yisrael on the Midbar was after Matan Torah, before, right after building the Mishkan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to sum up how many people in Klal Yisrael are ready for Avodas Hashem. And Avodas Hashem includes Torah and Avodah. That's the Pashto Pshat Nazir is that it's not redundant, but it's kilu rhetorical. There's Chelen Deraisa and Chelen Demashkena, it's one and the same. And B'meila, he's saying how many people are ready to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Torah and in Avodah. That's the Pashto Pshat in the Zohar HaKadosh. But Al Kaponim, the two Metziasen for which Klal Yisrael is being counted is for Mishkan and for Torah. The Goyen says not like that. The Goyen says, it's in his beard, it's in Yoral Oyer, which is a sefer of Horus on the Zohar. Shnei Pomim is spoke to Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was in Spake twice. Rishon Pokta Moshe V'Aaron. The first one was Moshe Aaron and Nisi Yisrael B'Midbar Sinai. And that's in the Pasuk Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe V'Yifkedei B'Midbar Sinai. That was a minyan in Midbar Sinai. And on that the Goyen says where they were counted there, and that was Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah, which I assume is referring back to the Pasuk in Shmois that counted them at 600,000. This was part of that counting. Hagam, the Pesukim, I'm not talking about that, but Al Kaponim, the Goyen says it's a remes for that, or the Zohar finds it as a remes for that. And secondly, he says, Usheni pokar HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzim bo'el moyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu counted him bo'el moyed. K'mesh kosav ish al digloi soviv lo'el moyed, nimtza shnei pikudim. Echad l'raisa v'echad l'mashkenim. So l'maisa, you have here two different countings. One, Moshe and Aaron, and then the Siyam counted them in the Midbar, and that's for Torah. And the second one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzim bo'el moyed, like says, Ishal Diglon. Why do you need twice? Especially if we're talking about, it's not clear from the Goyen whether he means that it was at two separate times, or it was twice in the same framework. So he says, Ki tzorech liyas ha'odam sholem, a person has to be sholem. V'lichlor mid zocher v'nekeva meiloi v'tatoi. A person has to be koil himself zocher nekeva al yonim tachtoinim v'zeo araisa meiloi araisa zal yonim u'mishkan u'mitatoi and mishkan is tachtoinim, and every person is called both from a zocher nekeva. Therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu was paikid in the Mishkan, and Yisrael when it were paikid for the araisa v'avikulushli. That's the Shtickle Goyen over here. So the Goyen says that it was two separate acts of counting. Either if we'll understand that it happened at two separate times, which is Merumas and Rashi, or he means in the same framework of counting, they did it twice. In the sitting in the Midbar, which is reminiscent of Sinai, was one Pekid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the second one was in the Oil Mayad, through the Oil Mayad, which was a second counting. So that means it's not the Zohar, it's not just redundant in saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to know how many Yidin there are, because Yidin daven and they learn. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted there was one minyan for the Reise and one minyan for Mishkan. And even though if it happened at the same time was Mamish the same minyan, there was no difference, still there was an inyan of having two countings. And that's the inyan that we'll try to understand. If there are two countings, what are the two countings for? And the Goyen is Maramis. The Goyen says it's a certain Shleimus. Just like the Zoch and the Keva, there's Lajonim Tachtoinim, there's a certain Shleimus of the two countings of Torah and Tefillah. One more Nekuda, just an interesting Nekuda. The word for counting used over here is Tifkedu. It's Lashon Pekida, which means to appoint, to single out. However, the word Pekida has two more meanings, and I think it's interesting. They're opposite meanings, and I think they have a kesher with the two minyanim. There's pekida, the malach, it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the question is when the Yitzhahara comes into a person, it says b'shas pekida. B'shas pekida is the moment sort of before birth, before formation, when the malach is tipazu mateyaleh. So one havana of pekida is a havana of pekida in the sense of yoima of birth, the very first moment of it coming into being. Pekida is also, the yoima misa is called the yoima pekida. And pekida means also the day of misa. So it's interesting that pekida means both the day of leida, and pekida means the day of misa. And I mean, both of them are two minyanim that there were in the midbar. So let's try to understand this a little bit and understand it's kilu. There are two poles in Klal Yisrael and in the shleimus of Klal Yisrael, and the two of them together are a certain shleimus. Let's ask ourselves the following shaila. In Ikrei Emuna, there is Ikrei Emuna of Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, specifically as the Bar Olam, as the Kadmon, and so on. That is an Ikrei of Emuna which we understand very well. It's an Ikrei of, if there was a world independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist in the context that we know it. So the inyan of emuna in what was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kadmon and lekoil, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forever, was forever, and so on, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah v'chulu, all of those inyanim are inyanim that we are understand them, the tachlis of that emuna, the tachlis of giving Torah and bringing a person l'din, those are inyanim v'emuna that we also can understand why it's Ikrim. All of Torah is built on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch was Mitzaveh, has the right to be Mitzaveh, and is going to be Tevei Aladin. All the validity of Torah stands on the Nekuda of HaKadosh Baruch as a Mitzaveh, that he was Mitzaveh, he's right to be Mitzaveh, and even Schar V'Oinish in the context of Tzivuyim makes sense. There's another chelik of emuna that doesn't seem to be important to us. And that's the emuna in Mashiach and Chias HaMesim. The emuna in Mashiach and Chias HaMesim, if they'll happen, they'll happen. In other words, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like we're safe, if a person doesn't believe that Moshe Rabbeinu's wife was Tzipora, so he's not Bikoris. Because it's Torah, and anybody denies any chelik of it is not Bikoris. So if the Torah is Miram is on Inya of Mashiach, and we have a Kabbalah that there will be a Mashiach, so it's the same part of Torah like the Tzipora was Eishes Moshe, same thing. Ikrei Emuna means that in the picture of our Tfisa, in our basic Tfisa of what it's about, that's Tefis HaMakim. So where is the belief in Mashiach and Chias HaMesim, that whole Chelek, where is that a chelek in emuna? It's emuna in the same sense that all of Torah is true, but emuna in the sense that this is all of Torah would fall apart. The first chelek emuna are ikrim in the sense that if there was no emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaShalom or no emuna in Torah, so all of Torah is meaningless. Then it doesn't have any validity to it. But let's say a person believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh, and then you have Mashiach, he doesn't believe. Where is that an ikur in the whole parasha? You also find it in the pasuk. And you see Chazal wakeveya that the asidus is a chelik of emuna. It says Voya Hashem lemelach hakol haaretz vayoyimahu yi Hashem echod shmo echod. So the mar asks otu aidna is lav echodu. So mar says aidna we make two brachas lasid lavoi, there'll be one bracha, or aidna It's not nispashet bumis oilam. Lasid lova will be nispashet bumis oilam. So Chazal wakevei over here, that there are two poles. In other words, the shleimus of emuna happens lasid lova. The shloma, not Chazal, this is the pasuk betzim. Chazal's metargument. Voya Hashem alchotz bayoyim ohi Hashem echod shmei echod tells me that in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is one chelik of Emunah and Achdus, and V'hoya Bayimahu is the second chelik of Achdus. So the inyan of Achdus be'emes spreads itself in what was and what will be. And somewhere along the line, the Shleimus of Emunah, it's not only in Yonim that we learn the Torah Shabbat Peh in Perek Chelek in the Rambam about Emunah and Mashiach. It's part of the Psukim. The Pasuk Hashem Echad is true, and it rests on two Oifanim, on Hashem Echad of Shema Yisrael and Hashem Echad of V'hoya Bayimahu. So we have to understand, how did the two in Yonim combine themselves? In other words, what's the tzur of the two in Yonim? How do they meet together? That's the Nekudah here. So let's understand from the Zamayim HaChazal that on a personal emunah, it says, Dame ayin bosa, ula'onat ha'hoylech, lefei miyata osedit nivecheshm. There are three yediyas. So two of them are in the same lashon. May ayin bosa, ula'anat ha'hoylech, the aleph nun is the same shoresh for both of them. The ona eilech and me'ayin are both the same aleph nun shoresh. There's two isbeinus of me'ayin ula'an. Let's take two dugmos and understand the mahalach. If you have a tree, a tree comes from one sheirish, means that its mukher, its ovar, let's call it, is one sheirish. That's a tree. Branches spread out. Lahalacha, there's a musig of nifridu alav, and then there's a musig of nifritu alav. Even though the tree came from one sheirish, but lemaisa, there's a period of shoylet in it afterwards. So you have a metzias of something that comes at one point, but it splits off. It says, even though it says zorik chutra aikrakoi, if you throw up a stick, it lands on a sheirish. So it still has some catch of the kama sheirish, but it has a shem pirud from where it's going out to. That is, so if the ovar is in common, but the osid, it where it's headed to is not in common, that is not an achdus, because it was together and it's separated. That is one chelik. On the other hand, if a person is mekabetz nifradim and he puts them together, the Rambam says that this is a world, and Rambam and all the Rishonim, that anything that's a murkav is going to become hufsad. Anything that a person is, anything that was separate and was put together, will eventually disintegrate. And it's true in the physical world around us. Something which is a compound falls apart easily. A cake disintegrates after a certain amount of time. If flour takes longer, it's a stronger herkiv, but it also begins to disintegrate. Even molecules and atoms, anything that has any type of arkavitit, anything that comes together at some point falls apart. So if something doesn't have a common sheirish, even though it was brought together, it doesn't stay together. There's one echetimtza that has in itself over and osid, and that's zochon akeva bara oisom b'yoyim brom mitzad sheirish zochon akeva one sheirish and v'hoyu lebasa echad v'dovek b'shavay lebasa echad is a second sheirish. So we have an ish v'isha is a metzias that had a common sheirish. It has a metzias of pirud, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the tzel and made it a separate bria, and then there's a metzias of v'hoyer lebasa v'davak v'ishtoy v'hoyer lebasa echad. So in Zochen Nekeva, the Tzura of Zochen Nekeva in the world, the Tzura of Zochen Nekeva is the following Tzura. If we're to exactly define what Zochen Nekeva is, Zochen Nekeva is the Metzias that has one Sheirish, it has one Osid, and is Bepirud now. Mitzad the Ova and Mitzad the Osid, it's one. Mitzad the Hoiva, it's two separate Bria. That's the Metzias of Zochen Nekeva that Kosh Baruch put in the Bria. And that's why the only real dibuk that Shayach is in the Metzias of Zochen Nekeva, because since Zochen Nekeva have both Ova and Osir together, so Be'etzim, this Metzias now is not a Metzias of Pirut. In Halacha, in a very different area, in Erev in Lamashal, you have a din that if there is a geder and a geder and a pirtz in the middle of a geder, it's a lot better. You know, it's in a lot more ifanim does it have a loch of being geder than if there's a pirtz till the end. In other words, when a pirtz is sandwiched in between two gidurs, then it usually is called geder. Depends it provided it's rave on the other side, provided it's not a very big pirtz. But the cholayfin having a geder from both sides of it gives the pirtz a very different structure. So in Zochen Nekeva, the Vayil Basechad Rashi says is the Vlat. That means mitzad the pirtz, mitzad the future, they're together, Zochen Nekeva, and mitzad the Sheirish, they're together. So therefore the period in between is only a chetimtza. It's only a makom of a temporary situation that's waiting to rectify itself. So Nimtzinu Lemeidim, in the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in a metzias of chibur and pirud. The only real way in which it's shayach chibur is if in both ends it's mechubur. If it's mechubur mitzad sheirish and mechubur mitzad osid, that is a real chibur. And then the period is only zmani. If it's lacking one of the two ends, then it's open. Then the pshat is it happened to have something in common, and it just be mikra. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Klal Yisrael, Pischili achoisi rayosi yoinosi, samosi. So, achva is a situation where the ova was the same. That was a brother means you have one sheirish. Afterwards, there's no guarantee that there's any chibur. Yoina, it says a yoina's the school of a yoina is that it's faithful to its basuk. So in other words, its osid is always tied together. I know that it'll be there. You know, so the chibur of a yoina, the unique chibur of yoina is mitzad the osid. I know that forever and ever it'll be loyal. So the Rayosi is in the middle. In other words, Rayosi is a chibur that makes sense if mitzad the sheirish and mitzad the osid. There's one chibur, then the middle is also a chibur. Everyone spoke Tamasi is a very different mahalach. Tamasi is a completely different mahalach of chibur. But those three chiburim work that way. Let's go back to Adam himself, Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Arishus nesuna lechol adam. In other words, there's an oilam of rishus that a person is nifrat from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And bechira means that a person is nifrat from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if he can reject him, then even if he's accepting him, it's also mitzad a certain period. That is the where Adam is. And Adam is a Rishus b'fnei atzma, Rishus nesuna, and a person can do toiva ra. So in the hoiva, the person is always a nifrat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only if a person is mischabe to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chibur is not now. Now a person has to deher himself that the Rishus b'yodei. It's the makam avoda, and the person can either do or not do. That is mitzad the hoive. The person has to the hair HaKadosh Baruch Hu in two ifanim. Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the kadmoim, that before there was a bria, asher molach b'terem kol yitzir nivra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was one and there was no yitzir. And so be'etzim the person is mushrash in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The me'ayin basa, that's one pole of chibur. The other pole of chibur is that ve'achri kichlois hakoil, that losid lovoi, voy Hashem l'melech ha'aretz bayumo yi Hashem echod eshmo echod, is the second end of it. That the same echod that was there before will be there after the matziv of Adam as Rishus Nesunu B'yaday. That's the only way the person could be mischaba be'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and understand that the mitzias mitzad the toive is only it's a temporary thing for a certain reason. Had there been a chibur only mitzad the ava, then it's shayach nifridu alav, nifridu alav, it's shayach that it splits off and every piece goes its own way. Having a common origin is not again. Many brothers have after they're born, have gone their own way and don't talk to each other. They have a chibur mitzad the leider, and that's it. So chibur mitzad sheirish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu as bayrei oilam in itself is not a real permanent chibur. And if the matzav was HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, and then we have bechira forever and ever, would be etzem nifrit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tikkun for that is v'hoi Hashem melech ha'aretz bayomu yi Hashem echod eshmo echod, means that the other end of it in the osid mitzad the osid were also mechubot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That saf pasik me'ayim baso ula ana tahoylech means that the middle is also part of the middle is also part of this mahalach. It's not different. So emunah is built as much on what was, and it's built as much as on what will be as on what was. The inyanim of Mashiach and Tchias HaMeisim, and as the eventual Shulton Shamayim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Melech Levant, is a necessity of emunah, as that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Melech before everything. The fact that when the Nefradim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu has its tikkun only because on Sai Mitzad the Ova and Sai Mitzad the Osid, there is a Chibur and in both of them we're one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Mahalach of Emunah and a person's own matzah vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's go back to the Indian over here. The Goyen says that the two Minyanim, that the Zohar is speaking about two minyanim. One is Oiraisa, and one is Chela Oiraisa and Chela Mishkana. And one of them is Mitzad, and both of them are Shleimus. Keneged the Shleimus of Zohar and Akeva, and Elyon and Tachton, and so on. The difference between the two events are very striking. The Metzias of in the Metzias of Avar, in the Metzias of Taira, Klal Yisrael was Kofalim HaKigigis. It was Bekfiyah in that Chelek. The Taira itself, Mitzad its Metzias, is a Kfiyah. That's the Metzias of Taira is Yira. Man is Sinosim B'Asinai is Reses Be'imah B'Yira B'Reses B'Zeah. So too, we have to entire be yira b'reses b'zeya. That's the chiyuv is mitzad yira. Every kfiya is yiradik. Every achreach is yira. In other words, yira is I face a metzias that I can't move. I'm kof of this metzias. Anything in my avar is a kfiya. That is the metzias of avar. What was is there b'achreach. Nothing will change the avar. That is the Metzias of Echreach. The Mishkan was built by Nidvas Lev. The Mishkan was built Dafke through Ava, Toichi Rotzef Ava. It's the Yom Simchas Liboy. The Metzias of Mishkan was Kol Kuloi nidava, and so on. Keneged zochen ekeva, the av is bekeira, like Rashi says, and you know that's why it's easier to be yari from aviv. The mother is mitzias is bekeava, and so on. That was the second mitzias. The mitzias of mishkan of nedivas lev and so on is keneged the second mitzias of asit. In other words, in more than that, in Har Sinai lemashal, it was only l'shaitai. The makom did not become kodesh afterwards. As soon as the shofar blew, there was no. It was gone. It was finished. It was over. There was no kedusha left on the har. Even mitzad the kedushas hayoyim, there was no hemshich in a sense. Shavuos is hidden. It's within Chag HaBikurim. There's Shavuos, but it's not a mitzias of the zman itself is lacking really in hemshach kedushas zman. The Mishkan, the Kalim, and the Mokum HaMikdash, where eventually that became the Mokum HaMikdash, its mitzias is afilu b'shas chubana, afilu b'shas shemusa, it's kodesh. It has kedusha in it. It's there and la'asit. In the yachas of zocher nekeva, a zocher is the one that's darker lechaza afchal isha. It's his initiative. He's the one who says areyat mekudeshes and she's masking to it. On the other hand, the mother's womb is called a rechem miloshen macher. The asidus is always she's aim kol chai. Her metzias is that she carries the future in herself. That's the in the spalgus of zocher nekeva. Zocher is the first. Zachar is the avar, and the nekeva always carries himself the nekuda of asidus and so on in itself. So you have the two poles of zachar nekeva keneged the mishkan and keneged keneged Har Sinai and keneged the mishkan. So klal yisrael was nimna twice means there were two points of reference. You have two chanios. You have twice klal yisrael. Klal Yisrael was set up twice around one Nakuda. In Har Sinai, they were set up around the Har. And in the Mishkan, they were set up around the Mishkan. They formed around a central Nakuda twice, and that's why there were two Minyanim. Like we said before when we started, a Minyan always needs a point of reference. The point of reference in Har Sinai was there, was the Har, and everybody was around the Har. And in the Mishkan, everybody was chayin around the Mishkan, and that was the second point of reference. So that's what the Goyin means, that there are two points of references in Klal Yisrael, and there's Har Sinai, and there's Mishkan, and the two separate minyanim. Each one generates a minyan of its own. The Goyin enlightens us that the two minyanim are separate and parallel to Shemayim and Oretz, or to Eloyin Tatoi, and to Zocher Nekeva. Maimer HaSinai is the Ovar, besides the fact that Klal Yisrael is always in the Ovar, and it's not something that's La'osid. We don't have any tefillah for another Har Sinai, really. The Binyan Beis HaMikdash is always nitfas to us in terms of Asidus. Har Sinai is in the Avar. We did mention the Chazal by the Rashi and Sheashim that we muftach HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Megala Torah, but it's not part of Avodah. It's Avtach HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. But Har Sinai is something in the Avar. It's not only in the Avar, it says that Yoyim HaShishi, that the whole Bria was Oymed, the whole Bria was it was waiting for Vav Sivan to see if it would stand or not. So that means Be'etzem Har Sinai belongs to Mahalchim of Breishis. It's the given in the Bria. These are the Yesodos of the Bria. The Kofalim HaKegigis is the same Kofalim HaKegigis that we have water, and we have oil, and we have Desha, and we have everything that we have as a given is part of that Metzius. And everything and anything that we can do, anything that we can produce, belongs to Asidus and belongs to the other pole of Avodas HaMishkan. So we have two chiburim of klal Yisrael as a klal. One chibur is mitzad de ova. That's matan Torah, and that's keneged zochar, and it's keneged shemayim. And the second one is keneged the osid. It's the mishkan. It's keneged the nekeva, and keneged tachtonim, and so on. That's the sidus. There's another nekuda in the difference of the two in yonim that we pointed out before, and that's the difference between yira and ava. The avar is always yira. Yira is something that imposes itself on you. Yira is something that says, I'm a given, I won't budge, you have to get out of the way. That's the metzias of yira. And from this perspective, is that yira is there before you were there, even if it comes later. Even if somebody comes, let's take the grubber most of yira. I'm standing here, somebody much stronger and taller and comes over and says, it's my place, get out. So basically he's putting himself down before me and pushing me out. His metzias takes precedence over my metzias. Every yira is an imposition of a certain metzias that puts itself before my metzias. Ava is always mitzad the she'ifa of where I would like to go to. The mitzias of Ava is, I want to go be show after something. I want to go somewhere. That is the mitzias of Ava. So the Ava itself, mitzad its toichin, is a sidustik. Ava always says, there's a better tomorrow, there's a better there's a better hechetimtza, there's a place to be shayef to. So the midah of asidus always links itself, always finds itself in ava. So the avar and asid are also the poles for year and ava, because mitzad the toichin, that's the difference of the two in yanim. The Rambam, when he speaks about emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the first perek he defines HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzias, the central nekuda being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's achdus, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then the second perek he branches out immediately into av and yira, keila nichbad nanoira that we spoke about, mitzvah la'avol yira yisei. That's the Rambam's tfisa, meaning emuna on a rikshiistika level. Taps emuna on a rikshiistika level finds itself dafka through av and yira. What we define intellectually as Hashem echad, emotionally we define it as av and yira together. And the Rambam, like we've repeated endless times, says that the same as bainanus intellectually produces av and yira. That's the way the Rambam brings it. So that means the av and yira that in a person are two separate emotions, and they're going in two separate directions, klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're tied together, and it's one and the same. It's the Hashem Echad on the human level is av and yira. Linyaneinu, let's understand it first. So we explained it in terms of the Tzura Klal Yisrael. We explained it in terms of the Metzias of Avoida by Tim Kloli, the Metzias of Achtos Vakarish Baruch Hu, and all the different Ifanim. The Av and Yira are midas that a person, every person has an atiyah towards one or the other. And always, you know, like it says in all this forum, that everybody has to do his special Avoida with his special midah. But a person has to understand that he's lacking in emunah if both of them are not bound together. If a person can dehera HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an ideal, as the beauty, as the wonder, as the greatness, and mitzad it's ava, and a person can dehera HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what you have to do, and you have no breira, and you have no choice, and bal korcha chata chai, bal korcha chata meis, bal korcha chata neilad, all the bal korchas. A person should not think that one without the other has any key into it. If something unravels, If a thing is a wonderful, it's a great ideal, it's this person is wonderfully inspired and so on, but there's no kurtiv of hechreach to it, then it unravels. Me'idach gisa, if it's kol kule hechreach, and this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu said, this is what you have to do, and so on and so forth, and there's no she'ifa to it, there's no metzias of a person going towards somewhere with it, a person moving to a future with it, a person seeing a future in it for himself, a future meaning in the emotional, nafshitik sense, that also has no kiyum. There's no dveikus when there's no hechreach on one side and no she'if on the other side. Because it'll unravel at one of the two ends. And it's a very hard, the teva person is one or the other. If a person already has something, a person either is brought up that way, and he has a strong dose of yira knocked into him, and he knows it's right, and he knows also listen sadin, and his conscience bothers him, and that's that. But he never found any chiyus, or any tam, or any she'ifa for it. On the other hand, the person is, allows just to be filled with it as an ideal, and it's beautiful, and so on. And there's no kurt of a chreichis to it. There's nothing in there that says in it that it's bal karchach. Then it also falls apart. The ratzon is not permanent. It's always, it's every minute new, and it doesn't have a kiyum to it. The only way that a person can be mizdabik HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if he's mechuber on both ends. There's a pasuk in Koheles. The pasuk says that Vezorach Hashemesh uvo Hashemesh vel mekoymoy shoyef zereach usham, that the sun keeps going back and forth and it's seeking always to go to its place. So Rashi says over here that the shoyefes, he says kasha Hashemesh tizrach shachris v'tishka arves v'teila kol alayla, the Shemesh is going it sets and it keeps going all night. She'efes, it aspires. Loshu v'al mokoy ma'ashazorcha esmol mishom she'tizach shom gam ayoyim. So Rashi encapsulates the chibur of both of them together. There's she'ifa is always klapid osit. That's the word shoef means. It's striving for something. It's seeking for something. So Rashi says there's a metzias where something is she'ef to be back to where its other is, to go back to its metzias. In other words, if a person understands the chibur of the two, that be'etzem, the reason why he shayef to a certain place is because he was there first. The reason why the chibur, why the zohar is the one that's mechazer after the nekeva, is because be'etzem the nekeva is part of himself. The person, when a person deheres his zivuk as something that is his metzias, whether he likes it or not, and if he's missing it, he's only looking to be mash himself with it. That is where those two midas on this mazik together. So even pshat in the goyen is that we're talking about one event. I'm not sure that we're talking about two separate events. I don't think that's a pshat. But the goyen says in the mahalach of minyan, when Klal Yisrael was minded themselves, there's not one point of reference, but there's two points of reference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's minded Klal Yisrael to him. And Kavayochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atzmoy doesn't, there's no mokum to be saviv. You can't be saviv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to be saviv some sort of avodah, some sort of mahalach. So the Goyen says, there are two, just like the Zoch and the Keva, there's two Chiburim in the Briyam. It's the Zoch and the Keva. The Klal Yisrael to be Neschabet HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'minyan. It's the same minyan, but the Chayil has to be a Chayla de Raisa and a Chayla de Mishkana. He has to be Shayach, he's Nimne Mitzad the Chaniyar Har Sinai, Mitzad his Midbar aspect, and he's Nimne Mitzad his Chaniyar Sviva Mishkan. Without that, he's not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to know how many people are his. It's the chibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, like Rashi says, that he's minded them. Practically speaking, to be nimna as shayach takarish baruch hu, you need to be nimna both of them. You need to be nimna mitzad chela de reisa and mitzad chela de mashkina. We're less than a week before Shavuos and so on. In Torah itself, we don't have the mashkina. Unfortunately, we don't have yet. It's only sheifa. But in Torah itself, you have nasiv nishma. You have kaflin hakegigis. Understanding that for a person to be neschabet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for a person to be Oyved Hashem, to do what he's supposed to do, you need both chiburim. You need a chibur mitzad mikedmani v'shalem loy, that this came before me, and whether I like it or not, there is no tzuras adam without Torah. Torah is a chreach, and it's me'ayin basa. This is where you came from. This is your metzias and your shayrish. And then a person has to understand it mitzad she'ifa, that this is what I seek. It's not only what's imposed on me and I can't get out of it, but it's something that I find my fulfillment in it. Those two hergeshim come together. They have to come together in order for it to be nischaber. If it's nischaber in any one of the two ends without the other one, there's no chibur over there. When it comes together, it can come together as one midah, like Rashi says, that it's sheyef liyos b'mokim shahoya. The v'hoya Hashem l'mamah kol ha'aretz b'yom hu yi Hashem echad shmei echad is not a new mitzias. It's a gloy muslim affair on the old mitzias. The chilik between avoida splits it in the middle. The hoiva of Rishus Nesunach Adam splits the over and the asid. But if a person does the avoida right, then what he's doing, if the avoida itself is seamless, if the person in the time of Bechira, when the Rishus was Nesunah, wasn't Nifrat, then Hashem that was and Hashem that will be is one and the same. Avin Yira only two are separate when a person is off the derech. When a person is off the derech, I need to approach him. One person Yira works better, one person Ava works better, Samatzav Ava works better, Samatzav Yira works better. When a person is together, when a person is one, then a person has, then there is no distinction between the two. If we can be zeichet to something in Matan Torah and so on, that both of them should be kruchen b'yachad. Safra v'seifa yodah kruchen b'yachad. Both of them should come together to us. We should have, Torah should impact us as the chreach that it is. That the person, even when he wants to, when he doesn't feel up to it, when he wants to slack, whatever it is, he can't. It's something that I can't be without. And we should find the tam and the chiyus in it, that it should become our she'ifa, the la'ana tahilech. We should find in Torah, and the aven and both of them should come together. It should be one approach to us for Torah, that the mokum shoev is the mokum that was a reach shav.